So Amy and I have a big announcement to share with you guys. We've been waiting to put this out there until we'd worked out all the details, and we think most of those details have been ironed out, so we're ready to go ahead and share it. After 17 years of working a traditional office job in Little Rock, Arkansas, we are now transitioning to homestead full-time, and to put our 20 acres and the skills we've learned over the last 10 years, homesteading part-time, to the test. 10 years ago in 2012, Amy and I sold our suburban home, bought a raw piece of land out in the country, built our home with our own hands, and started a homestead business to become self-reliant. It's now 2022, and after a fair amount of careful planning and a whole lot of hard work, we've made it to the point we're ready for the farm to be our primary income. Of course, I also pastor bivocationally, where I've been privileged to serve over the same 17 years, which I'll continue to do, and praise the Lord, I'll be able to now give even more attention to. My bosses at the office have also offered, depending on what my new schedule looks like, for me to pop back in from time to time at my old desk and to help with special projects should my help be needed. But as relates to the homestead, this is now going to be our main bread and butter. Amy and I are both excited and nervous. We've stepped out on faith here, as most farmers have to do, hoping the growing season and the market season will be fruitful without ever knowing fully if it will be. But we know God has been faithful to us. We've seen how He has provided for us in the past and have no reason to think He won't continue to do that for us in the future. We give all credit to God, and we acknowledge how He has used so many people in our lives to get us where we are today. We praise Him for my bosses who have been incredibly supportive over the years, not only in my balance of work and ministry, but of my desire to spend more time working alongside my family. I'm so very grateful for them. Amy and I also praise God for the loyal customers He has brought us, starting with those who first lined up to buy the eggs our kids started collecting from our first flock of chickens. And now, several years later, all of those who still line up to see all that we're selling at market, as well as all those who keep placing those orders on our online store. So thank you to all of you, and as I've said, we ultimately thank the Lord for you. Again, we're excited. We are looking forward to all that God has in store for us as we seek to position our little farm to be a blessing to others. We'll keep you updated. That's all I'll share for now. If you haven't already, subscribe to our channel to follow us on our journey. Like, comment, share our channel with a friend. We appreciate your support. Until next time, God bless.